The Sandcastle by Rita Mae Brown. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2008 by American Artists Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Rita Mae Brown and the Wendy Weil Agency, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. A white-hinged sign with a big red crab painted on it loomed out of the thinning fog. "Jesus!" Mother swerved to the right. Her sister, Louise, replied sharply, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain." "I didn't, you twit. I took his son's." "The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, same." "This is supposed to be a trip to the bay. If I want religious instruction, I'll go to church." "Well, that's just it, isn't it?" Louise was smug. "You're a Lutheran, which is God's punishment. Otherwise, you'd worship at the one true church." Mother, sidestepping the bait for a fight dangled by her older sister, just how much older, also a ripe subject for contention, shrugged. "God will forgive me. That's his trade." Louise, pretty in what she deemed her mid-40s, crossed her arms over her chest. She was closer to 52 or 53. Awakened by the swerve, I piped up, "How long till we get there?" "Not long." Mother avoided being specific. 45 minutes. If this fog would lift, we'd get there faster." Louise feared driving in fog, which was sensible. Mother feared nothing. At least that's what I thought at 7. Although Mother drove, we rumbled along in Aunt Wheezy's new black Nash with the dull gray interior. I hated the car, but kept that opinion to myself. Why would anyone want to drive a car that looked like a cockroach? Even at 7, I was a gearhead, which delighted my father and amused my mother. Leroy, still asleep next to me, evidenced no interest in motors, even though he was a boy. He'd turned 8 in June.